If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Right now, as you're watching this, the Iranian regime is literally coming apart at the seams. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard, Iran's most feared military force, the backbone of the entire Islamic Republic, is showing its first cracks, with reports of defections and entire units going dark. Iran's parliament building, the Majlis, it's one of the most iconic symbols of the region, has apparently been flattened by U.S.-Israeli forces. Their navy, gone. Their air force, gone. And now, Saudi Arabia is deploying military forces, preparing to take on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard directly. The regime that has terrorized the Middle East for nearly half a century is being dismantled piece by piece in real time, and I'm about to show you exactly how it's all unfolding. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of what is truly one of the most historic moments in Middle Eastern history. With breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. So you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and also make sure to sign up for my free uncensored Patriot Alerts newsletter. Sign up right now by clicking the Patriot Alerts link in the description below. All right, so let's dive right in. A lot has happened over the last 12 hours or so. President Trump tweeted out that Iran's air defense, air force, navy, and leadership are all gone. And he said, quote, "They want to talk. I said too late." I mean, make no mistake, that's like, you know, classical hardcore war banter there. And Trump ain't therapeutic. He's not deferring to institutions or administrative protocols in conducting this war. He's imposing a full kill or be killed ethos in this theater. He literally said that much. He said that the Ayatollah tried to have him assassinated twice, but he got him first. I got him first, right? So that's pretty based stuff. So we do not appear to be seeing the kind of, you know, shall we say, managerialism that's defined a rather placid approach to warfare over the last few decades at all here. So, you know, Operation Epic Fury is now in its fourth day. It began on February 28th with U.S. cyber missile and airstrikes coordinated with Israel's assassination of Ayatollah Khamenei and hits on over 1,000 Iranian targets in 24 hours. By today, day four, The U.S. and Israel have established local air superiority and are striking deep into Tehran, including command centers, Islamic Revolutionary Guard facilities, and the Natanz nuclear site. Iran is mustering up a very limited and rather desperate retaliation, launching missiles and drones across the entire region, hitting U.S. embassy in Riyadh, bases in Kuwait, Bahrain, and targets in multiple Gulf states. U.S. losses so far are 6 soldiers killed and multiple wounded in Kuwait, with 3 F-15s downed by friendly Kuwaiti fire. Hezbollah has opened a Lebanon front with attacks on northern Israel, prompting extensive Israeli airstrikes, limited ground incursions into southern Lebanon, and dozens of Lebanese deaths. The government of Lebanon has declared Hezbollah officially illegal, and they are now requiring them to surrender their weapons. So Lebanon is ending Hezbollah administratively, as it were, all as Israel is ending them militarily. Trump and his team have confirmed that they've planned for a weeks-long campaign. Note that, gang, weeks, okay, not months, not years, weeks, aimed at crippling Iran's military and nuclear capabilities and requiring whatever regime remains or replaces it, it must comply with the U.S.-brokered Abraham Accords in the region, meaning that Iran would have to be friendly to the United States, the Sunni Arab world, and Israel. And Trump has already confirmed that things are going way ahead of schedule. The damage to the Islamic regime's infrastructure in just the last 72 hours has been cataclysmic. And we do seem to be getting some indications of that from the Iranian military itself. Now, we're getting the first indications that the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the iron fist of the Iranian regime, is beginning to crack. Now, you have to understand what this means, okay? The IRGC is not just Iran's military, it is the regime. They control the economy. They control the intelligence services. They control the domestic security apparatus. The supreme leader, if they ever get another one again, they keep getting themselves expired. But the supreme leader depends on them for everything. And so now with Khamenei dead and over 49 senior leaders eliminating the opening strikes, with the entire chain of command in shambles, the IRGC is facing something it simply has never faced before in the last 47 years, a crisis of loyalty. Remember, President Trump issued that extraordinary ultimatum directly to the IRGC. Lay down your weapons and you are going to receive complete immunity or face certain death. Now, officially, analysts have noted that there haven't been mass defections yet. The IRGC's patronage system runs very deep. So these commanders have gotten rich off the regime, and they know that surrender could mean losing everything. But Iran's own foreign ministry has admitted that the military has lost control over several units, that entire formations are now operating according to old standing orders because the chain of command has been completely severed. So that's a massive admission. When a military force as centralized and ideologically unified as the IRGC starts losing unit cohesion, that's most likely the beginning of the end. Criticalthreats.org is reporting that nuclear analysts have assessed that Iranian security personnel are abandoning their missile launchers, running away when they hear a drone overhead or after conducting just a single launch. The IDF has already destroyed about half of Iran's missile launchers as of March 1st. The IRGC's retaliatory strikes are getting weaker and more inconsistent by the day, which tells you that the coordination is breaking down and units are struggling to mount large-scale attacks. Now, I'm just going to be blunt here. This is what the beginning of a military collapse looks like, okay? It's not some dramatic surrender, but a slow disintegration, unit by unit, commander by commander. And it's not just the IRGC. Here's a video of someone from the Artesh, or the General Iranian Army, declaring his allegiance to the uprising.
Artesh vafadari be armanhay moqaddas mardomi va defa az kishvar va millat Iran ast. Jang konuni Iran o Amrika jangi alayhe kishvar va millat Iran nist. این جنگ بر علیه رژیم خونخوار و جنایتکار جمهوری اسلامی است که در تظاهرات دی ماه 1404 هزاران هزار فرزند ایران را به خاک خون کشیدند. ما سربازان ارتش ملی ایران به جنبش و انقلاب ملی پیوسته و از تمامی اقشار ملی درخواست داریم به این جنبش آزادی ملحق شوند. خاکم خاک ایران، جانم فدای ایران.
But first, all of this geopolitical tension should remind us of something. What if the censored medicine that saved millions during the pandemic was being made mostly in China today? It's actually true. About 80% of the world's ivermectin supply comes from Asia, but not at the wellness company. Introducing American-made ivermectin. Safe, trusted, tested, and produced locally in the great free state of Florida. Ivermectin has been prescribed globally for more than 30 years and even earned the Nobel Prize in Medicine for its proven ability to eliminate parasites. But after success treating COVID, emerging research shows the wonder drug can help with everything from rosacea, arthritis, and even cancer. Most pharmacies charge $5 a tablet for 12 milligrams or less, but the wellness company is offering a higher 18 milligram dose for just $3.50 per tablet. You'll get a 6-month supply of 84 tablets, all at an unbeatable price. Just click on that link below and support American medicine and patriot doctors, not China's supply chain. Get your U.S.-made ivermectin today at twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to save $45 off plus free shipping. Click on that link below right now. All right, so next let's talk about what reportedly happened to the Majlis. This is Iran's parliament building, because this is symbolic in the most powerful way imaginable. We're getting reports that the Majlis, again, one of the most iconic government buildings in all of Iran, has been struck by U.S. Israeli airstrikes. Now, this has yet to be corroborated as the making of this video. But what we do know is that an Israeli strike obliterated Iran's Assembly of Experts building in Tehran, exactly as members gathered to pick a new supreme leader. U.S. and Israeli forces are making absolutely clear that the regime will not be allowed to rebuild. Whatever it puts together, whatever replaces it, must be approved and cleared by the United States. Again, the key here is that you'll hear the Trump administration say, okay, no, this is not fundamentally about regime change. But it is. It may still be made up of some members of the same Islamic regime, but they will emphatically have to have a change of heart when it comes to the future of U.S.-Iranian relations. They will have no other choice in that matter. There will be a regime change one way or the other. But as we can see, the physical infrastructure of the Islamic Republic is being systematically erased from the map of Tehran. And now on top of all that, we got what may be the single most consequential development in the last 24 hours, and that's Saudi Arabia. We're now seeing Saudi military forces being deployed in what appears to be preparation for direct engagement against the IRGC. The Saudi's military has raised its readiness levels after multiple Iranian attacks, and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has authorized military response to any further Iranian incursions. Now, this, of course, is after Iranian drones hit Saudi Arabia's Ras Tanura oil refinery, one of the largest in the entire world. And Saudi officials made it crystal clear, attacks on Saudi oil facilities are a red line. You cross it, we're taking you out. So the rather desperate retaliation by Iran sending missiles and drones to attack Sunni Arab countries has only resulted in pushing the entire Gulf into the war against Iran. This is a strategic blunder of historic proportions. Now, again, Trump estimated that this entire operation would take 4 to 5 weeks, but then added that the United States has the capability to go far longer than that if we have to, and has we have virtually an unlimited supply of munitions. He has said the United States was way ahead of schedule. And just as we talked about with the Abraham Accords in some of our earlier videos, this is all part of a grand strategy. What we're witnessing here is the final fulfillment, in many respects, of the Abraham Accords vision. The United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, all effectively operating as co-belligerents against the Iranian regime. The Sunni Arab world and Israel fighting side by side. I mean, something that would have been absolutely unthinkable just a decade ago. And here's the civilizational key in all of this. Iran was the linchpin of the anti-American, anti-Western axis. So first Trump took out Venezuela's Maduro, now Iran. So Russia and China's proxy network is being systematically dismantled. China gets massive amounts of oil from Iran and Venezuela, and cutting that off weakens Beijing significantly. And a weaker Beijing means a stronger Tokyo, a stronger India, a stronger network of civilizational allies. So make no mistake, what we are seeing here is not just a military operation. It is the remaking of the entire world order. Iran's parliament flattened. Iran's navy at the bottom of the sea. Iran's IRGC cracking and losing cohesion. Iran's proxy empire in total collapse. And now Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states entering the fight to finish the job. From the Gulf to the Strait of Hormuz, from Beirut to Tehran, a new civilizational era is being born. And as it turns out, MAGA isn't just renewing America. MAGA is indeed renewing the world. Before you go, quick personal invite. I opened a free preview of my weekly members-only episode for the Courageous Patriots Club called Turley Walks. No pressure, just a gift. Click below to watch your free episode. I think you've been looking for something just like this.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.